This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we considered what we should appreciate as found in Malachi 4. Now let's focus on what we should avoid. The prophet is clear. Avoid the arrogance and evil that will be judged in that day, as described in verse 1. All they thought they were accumulating for a rainy day will become stubble, be burned down to the roots and turned to ashes. How foolish! God is planning something better for you. Focus your attention and devotion not on what will perish, but on what will endure. To do that, appropriate the following, verse 2, revere his name, and verse 4, remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb for all Israel. Always ask yourself, what does God require of me, and how can I please him? The psalmist answers that in the first psalm, verses 1 and 2. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. James 1, 21 through 25 declares, humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does.